Hey everyone, welcome to tonight's call. Let's get this on the road here. And this is kind of a short session here. We just want to go over refocusing reentry. And again, you know, happy new year, first of the year here. So start with a quote here, right? Things do not change, we change. So I like that one. All right. So a few quick things, right? Things you know, weight mastery is not about being perfect. It's about getting back on track quickly. Never is this more important than right around now, right around the holidays. So again, I hope we've talked about it, but I hope that your expectations, you know, were not for perfection. Now, again, by the way, let me make this disclaimer. If, you know, you had a, you know, 100% A plus holiday where everything was perfect, then great. You know what I mean? Don't listen to this, because sometimes that happens. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're just in the zone and you just smooth right through the holidays, no problem. But the longer you do this, the longer you stay in control of your weight and you focus on your health, the longer you do this, there's going to be ups and downs, right? So this is a lesson for, you know, this could be next year. You know, maybe next year you kind of lose a little bit during the holidays. So that's just natural. And again, we're all about maintenance here. And so I always say this, because when we think about weight loss, typically it's that short term, okay, what do I have to do to lose the weight? And that's an important phase of it, but it's not the only phase, right? Because eventually you want to lose the weight and keep it off. And so then we get into the maintenance, and maintenance is forever, right? So there's going to be ups and downs. We're never just always 100% on. So it's about getting back on track quickly. And so we'll talk about, you know, how to do that. And it's key. And so where are you at right now, right? So this kind of goes back to it, just judging where you're at. And so it's always unique. You know, some people, you know, they take 2 weeks off at the end of the year here and just let themselves go crazy. Some people, you know, they'll have a couple extra desserts. So it's not a big deal, but it's like little things they do. It doesn't really matter, but it's just about appreciating where are you at right now. Okay. Are you happy with what you did? Not happy with what you did? You know what I mean? Just kind of look back and evaluate it and judge it, because again, next year is going to come again. And so that's what I'm trying to say, is that you want to look at, like, not just like, how can I do this week? How can I do today? But you want to start to appreciate the yearly patterns you have. And as you do, you start to come up with strategies, you know, to succeed throughout the year. All right. You don't need to grand slams, right? And so that's going to be one of the key lessons here this evening. This is probably the most cultural thing when it comes to weight loss, is that, okay, well, you know, I blew it all holiday season, and then January 1st, I'm going to, you know, now I'm going to get back on track first of the year. And again, we go all in. And again, depending on where you're at, if you've been eating crappy the last couple of weeks, to go all in again, sometimes it can be challenging. And so again, if you want to do that, go ahead. But if you don't want to do that, that's 100% fine as well. And that's where I'm more at, you know, because, you know, I'll tell you, for the next, so it's Tuesday is the day here. So for a lot of people, they got 3 days of work and then the weekend. What I would suggest is you take these few days until next Monday and just focus on sleeping, relaxing, hydration, you know what I mean? Some of the basics, the core things, so that when next Monday comes around, you know what I mean? Then, you know, you're in a good position. You're re-energized, you're refocused, you kind of cleaned your eating up a bit, your lifestyle up a bit, and now you're ready, you know what I mean, to do all the things you want to do. So again, that's another option that you can do. And so a lot of it comes down to patience. Instead of thinking we have to lose some certain amount by the middle of January or the end of January, who cares? Right, we really want to think about where do I want to be next year at this time? You know, again, we want to lengthen that time frame, and so you always hear me say this, and this is a nice time to do it. Okay, so again, a lot of people are setting their resolutions and they're just saying how much weight they want to lose, and unconsciously in their mind they're thinking this month, maybe next month, you know, but very few people are thinking the whole year round. And so that's what you want to start thinking, because when you do it, again, you just choose more manageable strategies and approaches, you know, and again, it turns it into a different process. And so, yeah, so think to yourself, you know, where do you want to be next year at this time? Because again, if you do the math on it, what you will probably find is that you can be relative at your goal or close to it, substantially closer to it, with just small weight losses. Right? You don't have to be thinking, again, we always think in months. So we're always thinking like such short-term weight loss that's really just too intense. And so when we start thinking in a year, to lose 2 pounds a month, half a pound a week, right? Next year, this time, that's 24 pounds, right? It's considerable. And if you could do it in a way that was easy and manageable and maintainable, you know what I mean? That's the whole game, Okay. So again, we want to start thinking longer term. So the fundamentals, you know, that's really the key thing I would suggest you focus on for this week. You know what I mean? Like I said, we're going to start hitting it next week. I got some stuff that you'll see that I think you're going to like. But for right now, what I would focus on is the fundamentals. If these weren't as strong, right? If you were 100% with them all, you just keep doing that. But if you weren't, you know what I mean? It's all about getting back onto these fundamentals because they make everything else easier. Okay. So obviously there's water, right? It'll help fill you up, help your body feel better. It helps your brain function more efficiently. Sleep and rest. That's the big one, I think, especially for this season, just because there's so many things using up extra energy during the holidays. You know, we've talked about these a bit, but I mean, it's literally your whole, a lot of times your patterns, your lifestyle is different. You know what I mean? Maybe you're traveling a bit. You have to think about presence and other people. You have to make other decisions. Financially can be stressful. So there's just a lot of thinking and kind of stress and responsibility, added responsibility that goes with the holidays. Okay. And so a lot of times, you know, remember this, when it comes to sleep and when it comes to rest, a lot of times we kind of acclimate to being tired. And so I can almost guarantee that that's probably at play. I mean, you know your holiday season better than I do, but you know, if there's a chance that you've been going all out, you know, you might be tired. So again, these are the fundamentals, because when you get the sleeping right, it's like everything else is just so much easier. Okay. So again, I want you to value that. And really this week here, get to bed early, take some naps if you can. Right. Don't again, sleep and rest. Another aspect of that is do your best not to eat, you know, as you don't want to eat before bed, because it doesn't allow your body to truly sleep and recover. Okay. So you want to push that as far as you can. You want to stop eating as early in the evening as you can. Okay. And so I know it's a challenge for some people, so it doesn't have to be all or nothing, but you know, you should absolutely set a goal of at least an hour. You know what I mean? And really an hour is not even enough. I mean, you know, you really want to be shooting for at least 2 hours of not eating before bed. But again, you start with where you're at. Okay. But make it a focus and really kind of, sometimes that can be a little bit easier here, because sometimes if you've been eating lots of junk, for the holidays, sometimes it's kind of easier to take a little bit of a break on it because you're not feeling so deprived. Relaxation and breathing. Again, that goes right along with the sleep. Sometimes with the holidays, it can kind of stress us up and get us tense and we don't even realize it. Okay. And again, that uses up energy and it just stresses us out. So, you know, again, commit to the relaxation. Take a few moments to breathe. This is not stuff that takes a lot of time. Okay. So again, it's just focus on the simple things. Nourishment, right? So even this way here, I'm telling you, to go from eating kind of crappy to eating perfectly, sometimes it's pretty hard. Okay. So again, it can be done. Obviously we've all done it. But if you don't, if that's not working for you, what I want to tell you is there's options, right? And so the option becomes, okay, my cleaning, I'm going to start cleaning it up a little bit. And the way I would clean it up, even before I start saying, oh, I'm not going to eat, is I put that energy into getting nourishment in my body, right? And so for me, that is a lockdown breakfast, right? I'll go back to my regular breakfast and I'll go back to my regular lunch, right? And those would be the two focus for me, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, those will 100% be there. Okay. So again, I'm not worried so much about how well I'm eating, like trying to not to eat less calories. The first stage is to get nourishment in my body, right? These are fundamentals, because again, it's makes everything else better. You know what I mean? Makes it easier. And a lot of times we never take, you know, we never look into these things. We just say, okay, I just got to eat better. Well, if you're tired, you're dehydrated, you're stressed out and you're just eating crap, you know, so your body's craving, you know, food, then it's going to be really hard to make the right food choices. Okay. So again, fundamentally it makes everything else easier. Movement, again, it does not have to be going to the gym and killing yourself. There's a time and a place for all that. It's fine. But really you just want to move your body. Okay. Get it moving. Walking's easy, dancing, roller skating, riding a bike, you know, whatever it may be. It doesn't just have to be working out. Okay. And again, it's good for your body. It's good for your mind. It's good for your spirit. All things that again, encourage and support healthier eating. Meditation, and this is another one. It does not, one of the things, there's a phrase I learned a long time ago that I think about all the time. It's called reduce to the ridiculous, right? So again, this all the stuff we're talking about goes hand in hand. The meditation doesn't have to be, you know, a half hour, 40 minutes, 20 minutes. It can literally be 2 minutes, okay? So if you can do all of this stuff in a very short period of time, and the benefits that it gives you are just tremendous. And so meditation's another one, especially if you kind of a crazy holiday or if you've got a crazy life, right? You know, some of you travel a lot. And so when you have, like, if your external world is always kind of crazy, okay, so if you're traveling all the time, it can feel like we have no foundation, right? That we feel like we're always kind of everything's always different. And it's hard to make changes in that situation. So one of the things you can do is you can use meditation as kind of an anchor. And it becomes your rock. So that even if you're traveling, no matter where you are, you still have the opportunity to kind of quiet yourself down, go inside and realize that's the same thing. No matter wherever you go, there you are, type of thing. And so meditation helps that as well. And so, you know, you end up having a firmer foundation, you know, to make the right choices. And then gratitude, right? And so gratitude, you know, real simple. Just want to be feeling good, you know? And so it's funny. I mean, like, the holiday season's a funny one because, again, it's supposed to be all this good stuff, but a lot of people are really stressed and irritated and frustrated with the holiday season, you know, just how it feels sometimes. And so one thing that seems to fix that is gratitude, you know, just really appreciating what you have, feeling grateful for your body, right? So, you know, sometimes we're always in our heads hating our body and being mean to ourselves. And again, there's a lot of reasons why that doesn't help us, right? And the gratitude really does. Again, you can feel grateful for your body and still want to change it. You understand? But we don't want to hate our body and use that hate as motivation. We really want to use love and gratitude and really be thankful for what we have. And again, we can still be grateful fully 100% and still want to make it better. Okay, you can do both at the same time. And then the master ritual, right? And so, again, master ritual, it can be your own thing, but basically, you know, it's doing a little bit of movement before bed. Again, I like to do mine before bed because I get the sleep benefits as well. But if you do it when you wake up, that's fine too. But you could do, you know, a couple sun salutations. You could just kind of do the body circles, just anything that's kind of get in touch with your body, relax it. You're doing deeper breathing when you do that. You're stretching the muscles a little bit. And it helps, right? At a minute or two of meditation on the end of it, you know, think of something you're grateful for and boom, you know what I mean? 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And you've done almost all of these, you know, except for the water and nourishment. Cause again, and everyone always tells me this. So I just want to reinforce in you, but if you do this master ritual before bed, what I always hear, and I've experienced this myself, is that you'll sleep quicker and you'll sleep more deeply, right? Cause you're kind of just clearing all the junk out of there. Okay. So again, if you're not doing a master ritual, if you haven't really, you know, put the time into creating that, I would strongly suggest you do. Okay. And so let's just kind of, we'll wrap it up here with some, getting some leverage on ourselves. And we start with the pain, right? Cause sometimes one of the things, so when you're going to master your weight, when you're going to really be doing this for a while, you got to understand that again, you're going to have downtimes. You're going to have times when you're not acting as healthy as other times. Now the secret is to getting out of that quickly is to use a thing called utilization. And basically utilization is our ability to use anything to help us. And so when we've been eating like crap, right? So I've been eating kind of crappy last week. And again, I could beat myself up for it, but that doesn't help. Again, I already decided I was going to, I got my year set up, my life set up so I could take a week or two around Christmas and eat a, you know, a little bit more junk. But here's the thing. I utilized it because while I'm eating that way and drinking more, I'm paying attention to the effects it has on me. You see, so I'm not saying, oh, you horrible person, you ate too much cake or you ate too much cookies. You shouldn't have done that. You're always screwing up. I'm not doing that. There's just no benefit to it. Instead, what I'm doing, and I was doing this real time as well, but you can do this real time and you can kind of look back on it. But you want to put connections together because we don't do that. We minimize and we disown the effects of our behaviors a lot of times. So when you overeat, when you choose the wrong food, when you drink too much, and there's an effect from it, right? Maybe you feel bad about yourself. Maybe you feel tired now. Maybe you feel so full you can't move and it's uncomfortable, okay? I always say kind of push the record button in your body because you want to realize, you want to reframe what those foods are. Instead of saying, I'll give you an example. I don't eat much ice cream, but when we do, we got this Ben and Jerry's stuff. And so I've eaten more ice cream in the last week than I have probably all year. And so when I do it though, I'm paying attention to the things I don't like about it. And so some of it is, it's so granular. I feel like there's so much sugar in it that it almost feels like I'm chewing sugar crystals. And then I get kind of phlegmy. I don't like how I feel afterwards, right? Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoy the flavor of it. So I don't want you to think I'm not enjoying anything. I am. But I'm just trying to look at it with a clean lenses of perception. And so sometimes, you know, even last couple of weeks, I want you to reflect on if you've been kind of eating crappier, if you haven't been sleeping as much, haven't been doing those things, how does it feel? You know, because what you want to do is you want to get to a place like this, right? So say you take a week or two and you just kind of relax with yourself. And what you want, though, the ideal is you get to the end of that week or two and you're like, that was great. It was good. Again, it's not going to matter my weight. It's a couple of weeks. It makes no difference in the big picture. But I can't wait to get back to living my normal lifestyle. You know what I mean? That's what we want to understand. And so what leads to that experience is really appreciating the negative stuff of the foods we like. You know what I mean? So instead of just saying, oh, I can't eat ice cream, but we're always thinking about it the same way, like it's so great. Instead, we're changing the way that we think about the ice cream. Okay. So it's easier to say, yeah, it tastes good. I know that, but it also, it's so sugary and it's like, it phlegms me up. I don't feel good about myself when I finish eating. I don't like, you know, so there's a lot of things I have now, and I think of it that way. Emotionally, again, when I get an ice cream all the time, it's stressful because I have to fight cravings, you know, because I think about it all the time. If it's in the house, I'm thinking about it, and it's draining, and I don't want to have to go through that. So again, so we want to identify the negative stuff from unhealthy foods. It's there. Okay, that's the process you're using. You're not just saying, I'm going to stop this, and unconsciously you want to do it. Okay, we want to go unconscious and we want to reframe it. And so this is one of the ways to do it. And that's how you utilize when you do the wrong things. There's almost always a negative effect when you overeat or eat the wrong thing. Okay, and so it's up to you that when you do that, it's not about beating yourself up. It's about saying, you have to remind yourself, oh God, yeah, that's right. This stuff makes me feel crappy. This is not good. I don't like feeling this way. And you have to remind yourself of that. That's the work. And so one way to do that is, again, the pain of the overweight lifestyle. Not the pain of being overweight. It's a lifestyle because it's 24 hours a day. It's always at play, right? I mean, you could just be walking to your car and all of a sudden you just think about your weight and feel bad. You could eat a bunch of food and then you instantly feel bad about yourself. You know what I mean? So that's what we want to zone in on. And again, it's okay. You know, a couple of weeks of the year is fine. It's healthy. It's good. When it becomes the whole year, it's all of these feelings here. It's depressing. It's boring. It's sad. It's scary when you can't change your behaviors. You keep walking down this dangerous path. It's draining, right? It's angry. You get angry at yourself, inability to change, irritated with yourself, stressed out for a number of reasons, exhausted from trying, frustrated that nothing's working, right? Impatient that you just keep trying. It's not. So you see what I mean? So again, we want to redefine those foods that we think are so great with the feelings and the emotions that they generate for us. And a lot of times it's these. Again, not if you're eating them properly. You know what I mean? If you have a scoop of ice cream once a week, then that's fine. It doesn't lead to these things. It's when we're snacking every night or we got, you know what I mean? Like overeating all the time. Then this is what we get to experience from that. Okay. So it's an opportunity to kind of take a look at that and be like, you're not, because you don't want to feel deprived, right? When you're eating well. And so really what you're depriving yourself of when you stop eating all the crap is these feelings. That's what you're really depriving yourself of, right? Because deprivation really has stopped a lot of people from achieving the body that they want and the results they want because they think they're giving stuff up. They think they're deprived. But in reality, you're giving up all these horrible, depressing emotions, these painful, painful emotions. And this is just a small list of them. Okay. So anyways, so you look at the last couple of weeks, and again, the last weeks are fine, but if you continued eating that way for the rest of the year, this is what's waiting for you. Okay. And now we flip it around, right? And so we get the pleasure of the healthy lifestyle. And this is where I want you feeling now. I want you thinking about this now. I want you excited to get back on track. I can't wait to just get back to my normal eating. Can't wait to get my normal routine back. And just cleaning up the eating, cleaning up the lifestyle so that you, again, not only start getting the physical results, the weight starts going down, you start feeling better about yourself, but emotionally, right? It's just a happier energy in you. Right, you're more excited, you're more confident, you're successful, motivated, peace. A sense of peace within yourself, right? Because you know you're on the right path and you're walking it. Feeling courageous that you're taking the step, feeling passionate about your health and the results you want, enthusiastic about it, Maybe more open, more energized. You see? So this is that core reframing we want to do, that this process is not about giving up foods. It's really about embracing all these wonderful emotions that you can experience day in and day out just by making different choices. Right. And so now's the time to do that. Reframe it and really get excited about it. Use this time too, by the way. The first of the year, there's a lot of cultural kind of momentum to refocusing on our health and all the rest of it. And so utilize that, you know, but do it just a little differently. Don't just look at the weight part of it. That's usually not enough. Let's look at it as all these emotions that you're going to get, okay, and get to experience day in and day out. So, okay, so refocus on the goal, right? And so again, we want to be clear. And when we start with just kind of the simple externals, right? But how much do you want to weigh, right? What do you want to weigh ultimately? And, you know, again, I'll give you a little tip here. What you can do if you want, you can call it kind of the next weight goal. And so what that means is, you know, you 225 and you want to get down to 160. Well, what I would suggest is you break that up, okay? Because it's hard to stay motivated by that one goal because it feels far away. So maybe in that case, I'd say, you know, maybe the first goal is to get under 200, right? And it feels a little more exciting because, you know, again, that's kind of the first goal you're going to reach. And you know that, you know, you can get excited about that because it's not as far away. Then when you get to 199, you can decide, you know, okay, well, yeah, I want to do a little more. Maybe I'll go down to 175. Right? And then 175, I can decide if I want to go down. And, you know, so you can break it up. And sometimes that helps people stay more focused and motivated about it. What size do you want to be? Again, so some people like to use weight. Some people, you know, kind of judge by the size of their clothes, how their clothes fit. Either one's fine. You know, it's just a measurement. What do you want to look like? So this goes a little bit more in depth. It's not just kind of the sterile numbers of what you are, but what do you want to look like? In meaning, you know, what kind of energy do you want to have in your body? What version of you do you want to be? You know what I mean? Do you want to be energized? Do you want to be smiling? Do you want to be a glow to your skin? Do you want to move with grace and be a calm, relaxed person? Right? Because you can see those things. So again, we go a little bit deeper with this question. What clothes do you want to wear? Right? So again, if you had the body you want, would your style of clothes change a little bit? Right? Would you dress a little differently? Right? And if you would, again, think about it. Because what we're doing is we're tapping into the pleasure of what's at stake here. How do you want to present yourself to the world? You know, again, this is, which version of you do you want to be? It's not just about how you look. It's really about how you live your life. And so again, the clearer you become on who you want to be and how you want to present yourself to the world, again, the more motivation you tap into. Again, you know, how do you want to feel day to day? Right. So again, I think we really do ourselves a disservice when we focus solely on the weight or how we're going to look. I think much more importantly is the day to day emotional reality of your life. And when you're on track, when you're in control of your eating, when you're happy with your body, when you feel good about the future because you got this thing locked down, right? It's not some crappy diet you're doing that you're struggling, white knuckling with it. It's a way of life that you've now mastered, right? And so you believe that you're going to be able to maintain it. You feel good about yourself. You're proud of yourself, right? You have more energy because you're not carrying the weight around and you're nourishing your body with what it needs, you know, food-wise, sleep-wise, water-wise. Right. And what kind of person, how do you want to go through life? Who do you want to be? These are the big questions. I'm telling you, this is what you should make this process about. Right. The weight stuff's fine, but it's superficial and it's usually not enough. Most people I've talked to, they've been saying they want to be X amount of pounds for 20 years. Right. And then they haven't made it happen. And typically it's because it's just an impotent goal. Right. The truth for a lot of us is again, how we look or the size, the weight, it's just not enough. But again, we're not tricking ourselves by focusing and paying attention to all the wonderful things we get emotionally. You know what I mean? Out of taking control of our weight and that living that lifestyle. You know, there really is. There's so much there. So let that be the focus. You know what I mean? It's the person you can be. What's possible? Right? We want to focus on all the positives of it because, again, negative motivation, we all know what that feels like. That's you step on the scale and you feel terrible. You know, that's it. I got to do something. And we do it, but that only lasts for a little while, that motivation typically, because we don't like to be in pain. Okay. So when you start really focusing on what's possible for you and kind of the ideal scenario you could live in, right? Your ideal lifestyle, the ideal version of you and what that will mean in your life, to your relationships, to your personal development. When you focus on the positives, it creates kind of a natural pull, right? It gets exciting, something you want to do. Okay. And then that's, again, that's that deeper reframing, right? And then finally, it's just real simple. How do you want to live? How do you want to live your life? Right? Because it's not just the size clothes. It's literally, it's the energy. It's the internal dialogue we're walking around with. It's the emotions we experience day in and day out. You know, this is what our life is. Okay. And it's all directly impacted dramatically by what foods we're putting in our mouths and how we're living our life. Right. So, again, there's so much more here than just the weight. And the more you can realize that and remember that, the easier this process becomes. Okay. So put some thought into that. Now, again, like I said, if you're going 100% and you've been doing that, then keep it up. But if you kind of slacked off, took a little bit of time off for the holidays, like I did, don't be afraid to use this week as kind of a reentry week. Okay. Which really is about focusing on your sleeping, your water, the core fundamentals, right? Don't worry about eating perfectly yet. You don't have to. Get yourself ready so that when next week rolls around, you're ready to hit it hard again. Okay. All right. So I hope that everyone had a great, great holiday season. Let's see. Jolene. Oh, look at that. So Jolene says, yeah, the reminders didn't go out today. So I apologize. So people that are here, good for you. Yeah, I don't know why I set it up, but sometimes I didn't set it up right. Carol says, oh, yes, I've noticed the negative downside. Funny, all the foods that I feel I've missed are the very foods that are causing the spiral. So glad to get back on track. But Carol, perfect. Now, Carol, and this goes to you, this is so important for you, Carol, is that, you know, in the past, it was probably an opportunity, again, to beat yourself up, you know, and we get addicted to that, by the way, you know, especially smart people, because they can identify what the problem is, they know better. And so then they just beat themselves up to get themselves to do the right thing. But I'm telling you, what you've just said, Carol, is perfect, because you don't have to lie to yourself. I mean this so much. And that's why when you do allow yourself to eat, you know, say you give yourself some leeway during the holidays, I look at it like again, I'll eat Ben and Jerry's ice cream because I know how to manipulate the way I think about it. Because again, everything is good and bad, including Ben and Jerry's ice cream. And so, yeah, it tastes good. It does taste good at first, like without question. But then there's some negatives to it too. Like we're so conditioned to think, oh, ice cream, it's just the greatest thing. There's nothing bad about it. And we get this way with these crappy foods, and it's just not true. So when you do kind of give yourself some slack and eat a little crappier, that's when you pay attention, you know? And so it's really great that, even the spiral, by the way, that's what I mean. So it's like part of the thing with the Ben and Jerry's that I'll give you is usually we'll get little cups of them, right? So it's like, that's one of the strategies I use. If I want ice cream, it's never in the house. We have to go to the store, which again, it's only 5 minutes away. It's easy to get there, but it's a barrier. And we would get a mini cup. And that way you'd eat it and then it's gone. Because for me, to have like a pint of ice cream in the freezer, my brain, it's an open loop in our brains. And I'll think about it maybe 6-7 times a day. I mean, I'm not obsessing on it necessarily, but it'll just be a thought. Just because it's there. And so when I think of the Ben and Jerry's, so anyways, last week we got a pint. And so I found myself thinking about it. And again, I don't really care because I know it's a week or whatever, but I do pay attention and I say, okay, this stuff's good, but I would not want this in my life because I don't like the downward spiral. I don't like feeling out of control with the food. And that stuff is too powerful. You know, I mean, just be honest. I don't go this way because some people, they don't like this paradigm, but the food, it's very much, and again, because these processed foods are very much like drugs. Like they're literally manipulated to push certain buttons in your brain to take over your behavior and hijack it. So again, I consider that to be a bad thing, no matter how good it tastes. I consider spiraling down and being out of control and always being tempted and tortured about eating stuff that I know isn't going to give me the health goals I want. I consider that a problem. And so just like you said, Carol, to put that connection together, that's what it becomes. That's how you redefine your behavior. Instead of saying, oh, the ice cream, I'm just using ice cream example, you could do anything in its place. But instead of saying, oh, ice cream, and unconsciously you think about it, it's just all positive, great, wonderful things. And then you say, okay, I got to stop eating it. Well, that sets you up for a lifetime of struggle, right? Because it's something you want to do and you always have to say no. That's a real short-term energy intensive way to try and create change. The longer-term way to do it is to reframe the ice cream. Okay. So that you don't want it as much unconsciously. And so again, the way you do that is, you know, for me, I get phlegmy. I don't like eating it. I don't like eating sugar. They use liquid sugar. That grosses me out. And again, it tastes good. So it's almost a hypocritical, weird thing to say, because I do enjoy it when I'm eating it. But the flip side is that, again, I'm aware of all those things. And so I reframe it and I see that food for what it is. And I almost, again, I think the closest thing to it, it's almost like a drug. Like, again, I've never tried heroin, but it's not because people say it doesn't feel good, or morphine, right? From what I understand, people really, it feels pretty good. But again, I don't do it because all the negative stuff around it. You know what I mean? The way I think about it, it's primarily negative. Okay. And so we can do the exact same thing with food. And so when you eat those foods, when you're sloppier in your lifestyle, it's an opportunity to appreciate the negative effects and to again, associate them with that food and with that behavior of eating it too much. Okay. So Jolene writes, me too, Carol. Interesting that I need to have the routine of going back to work to get back on track. Yeah. Okay. Jolene, right? So, and by the way, though, remember this. We all typically, the thing we do the most is the biggest part of our routine. So work is usually one of those things. And so along with that, with the work is also, again, like having the breakfast. And I know Jolene, I know you have this, you got a great morning routine. And you're really working on solidifying the lunch routine. Those are the key things, right? And so in your mind, I just want you to remember, chunk it down a little bit. Because, yeah, work helps because it's kind of a macro, it's a big routine part of it. But I also want you to be able to separate it a little bit so that, you know, again, if there's times when you're on vacation or whatever, you're just away from work for whatever reason, it's not just the work, and a lot of it you associate with that, but it's also, it's what you're doing for breakfast, it's what you're doing for lunch, and then, you know, again, eventually ultimately dinner. And so it doesn't just have to be work. So I just want to, I hear what you're saying, and that's 100% true. But you can also keep some of those things even when you're not working. And I can almost guarantee you that will help you be healthier when the work thing's not going on. So that makes my point. Yeah. Carol says, I miss my routine as well. The triggers I've set are at work, and being home has got me off balance. Yeah. And again, so it's an opportunity to appreciate that. You see what I mean? It's not an opportunity to beat yourself up about it. It's an opportunity to say, oh my goodness, when I don't have work, I don't do this. And when I'm at home, I got these little triggers going off. Right. And so again, if you're at home and not working a week or two a year, who cares? That's not what's going to dictate your results, but it's an opportunity to look at, that's how our mind works. These unconscious triggers that are going off, and a lot of them are environmental. And so, when you get off of that routine, it's an opportunity to appreciate just how your behavior actually works. And a lot of it's just triggered unconsciously. You see? So there's always an opportunity to utilize even the bad things we do. The unhealthy behaviors, it's an opportunity to recognize, you know, again, why we behave the way we do, what goes into that, and how we can fix it. Okay. But again, I want you to put all of your energy into kind of understanding, you know what I mean? And kind of acknowledging our behavior, paying attention to it, and then working to make it the way we want it to be. There just really is just not any room for beating ourselves up. It's a waste of energy. And so, again, even when we screw up, it's an opportunity to learn and to grow and to kind of hit a whole nother level. And there really is no benefit or room for just beating ourselves up, because at the end of the day, it doesn't give us anything good. So, all right, very good. All right, everyone, well, I'll let you get back. I'm proud of you guys. You showed up. I feel bad that the message didn't go out earlier today. We'll be back to normal next week. And so again, yeah, take this week and recover. I really hope you do. You know what I mean? So again, I always put sleep on the top of the list. You know what I mean? So I'll be sleeping extra, you know, for the next 5 days. And that'll make everything else easier. Okay. And so I suggest you do the same. If your water got off track a little bit, water is really key. Sleeping's really key. Relaxation, I would almost guarantee you could use some more of, and then some of the nourishment. All right. And yeah, enjoy your routine, right? So I'll say that to you, Carol, right? And Angeline, is that routine, right? It's always about the routine. And so it's an opportunity, because I feel exactly the same way. That's what I mean. I cannot wait for just even tonight. You know, it's funny. Like I was kind of like, oh, I'll do this call, whatever. And like, I want to do the call because I want to get back in my routine, you know, of saying this stuff and talking and, you know, just because I don't need to think. You see, that's what I mean. So it's an opportunity to appreciate how you really work, which is really an autopilot. That's just how we operate. And so when the routine's in place and we're running on autopilot, we don't have to think about it and we're doing the right stuff. Okay. So again, appreciate that. Notice it. Because when we get off it, that's the best time to do that. All right. All right, everyone. Have a great week, and we'll talk next Tuesday night. Good night, everyone.